Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's such a joy and blessing to come into your homes, into the workplaces. You may be driving your automobile. It's just a blessing to spend these few minutes together, and I thank you for joining me. Now, last week we looked at a passage of scripture found in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And with the Lord's help, perhaps I can conclude that message today. And we were addressing what Paul has to say, what scripture basically has to say when we get weary and tired in our Christian walk. He likens our Christian life from our new birth to the time that we go home to be with the Lord as a race. And it's not a 20-yard sprint. It is a marathon. It is something we continue to do every waking moment as we are alive on this earth. And it's very natural because we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Some of them are definitely in our ballpark where they're rooting for us, they're cheering for us, the saints of generations past, our loved ones, the angels, the Lord Himself. But we also have those that want to trip us up, like the enemy and his cohorts and the world. He will do all that he can through any means possible to get us to give up, to sit down, to just say, I'm not running this race anymore. It's just too hard. Well, it's not too hard. It's a lie from the devil. And don't let the enemy ever discourage you to get out of the race. God is here to strengthen you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble, especially when we're at a point of spiritual exhaustion. Remember Elijah. God was so merciful and gracious. He brought ravens to feed him. He allowed him to drink fresh running water out of a brook. God cares about us. And today we want to look at that final verse, verse 13. In which Paul gives step by step, actually seven instructions of how we can be released from weariness. And in fact, I want to say right now, if you perhaps have missed last week's broadcast, or if you want to rehear any broadcast at any time, just go to www.unveiledchrist.org and click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for several years. You can rehear and listen anytime at your convenience if you have internet access. So let's now look at verse 13. The King James, my Bible says, "And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." Praise God. Now the modern language says, "Step out straight ahead with your feet, so that which is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed." Now, step out straight, I think we all know what straight means, but you know me, I love to give definitions. So it means free from curves, bends, angles, or irregularities. And Matthew 7:14, those were the words of Jesus. It's the admonition that he gave, our Lord gave. Straight is the gate, and narrow the way which leadeth unto life. These words contain a strong warning that when persecution threatens, we must not be turned aside. When trials, tribulation comes, we can't give up, but we need to continue onward up upon the path of righteousness, that highway of holiness, that marathon race that's before us. And God won't take us anywhere. He won't lead us anywhere that's going to be too much for us. So Paul was addressing the spiritual weakness of his readers. The truths he shared with them would encourage them to renew their strength. And not only those who he was writing to, all of the saints in ages past, like today, we can gain strength from his exhortation. And if they would do what he recommends and if they would pursue the level paths which real righteousness entails, the weakest among them, the lame, would not be further disabled, but rather healed, and their own strength would benefit weaker Christians. So, beloved, where are you at today? Are your knees buckling? Are your hands hanging limp? What to do when your knees buckle under the pressures of life, when your strength fails, when your eyes are dimmed by the cares of this life? Paul gives seven answers in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And I won't take the time to reread all those verses, but you might do that. He says, first of all, in that very first verse, that we're to run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse 2, we're to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Verse 3, we're to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Just think about all that Jesus went through for you. And then remember that the Lord chastens and disciplines those he loves. And that doesn't mean punish as much as it means discipline. He wants us to grow in righteousness. And the important thing there is, as it says in verse 9, we're to be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live. In other words, we're to have a right attitude, submission, knowing that all things are working together for our good, that God does nothing capriciously. He does nothing without any intent other than our very best interest at heart. And then Paul goes on, it says, lift up the hands which hang down. In other words, strengthen those hands. But I like in the King James, it says lift up, which means, of course, when you think of lifting your hands, what that means, praising the Lord. And there's wonderful virtue in that. If we would start doing that, so many of our problems would just dissipate. They'd just disappear. Praise the Lord. And then verse 6, strengthen or confirm the feeble knees, the weak knees. And then in verse 7, excuse me, not verse 7, but point number 7, it says to make straight paths for your feet. That's verse 13, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. In other words, you and I are to determine with everything in us to continue on running the race, to make straight paths for our feet, to remove those boulders of unbelief, to cast out those stones of discontent, that murmuring, that complaining. Shake yourself from the ashes of defeat, beloved. Amen. Let me share another passage found in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 24 through 27. Know ye not, they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Well, that's one of the fruit of the Spirit, isn't that right? Temperance. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. There again, that reference to the imagery of the Greek games. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, not without a goal, but, he says, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, or basically be rejected. Praise God. Also, Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 52 says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. Shake thyself from the dust, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. And then, in closing, the scriptures I'd like to share with you, Isaiah 40 and 29, beautiful passage. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And then the very final scripture I'd like to share with you is the blessing of the tribe of Asher, found in Deuteronomy 33 and 25, which declares, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Praise God. Well, if you've been needing the strength of the Lord, not just in your physical body, but spiritually, if you need to be emotionally refreshed, I just want to encourage you, remember the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's so important that we do what is necessary to preserve that joy, because, beloved, you listen to the news, we can't go through one day of living without having many things happen to us to take away our joy, to make us impatient, to make us angry, to frustrate us, to push us out of shape. Beloved, it's a constant battle, but let's pray now, and I'm going to believe God for a new work and a new season in your life. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the anointing of God that I feel right now. And Father, in Jesus' name, I impart that powerful anointing of the Holy Spirit, that anointing which destroys every yoke of bondage shall go, every yoke of unbelief, every heaviness of oppression, every bondage of discouragement, in the name of Jesus, go. And I praise you, Lord, that the very anointing of God, the presence of God, the power of God is coming on your beloved right now, and they shall go forward in the strength of the Lord. They shall experience new joy. You will renew unto them, Lord, the joy of their salvation. You said, Lord, you would open wide our mouth and you would fill it. So, Father, we pray that we will be emptied of self and we will desire to press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you for it. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of my might, says God. I am he that will not fail you. I am he who stands beside you. I am he who is within you. And I shall not let you fail. I shall not let you go down to defeat. I will not let you be consumed by the work of the enemy. For I am your redeemer. I am your high tower. I am your deliverer. And as you trust me and as you praise me, and as you keep on keeping on, you shall see the mountains brought down, you shall see the valleys exalted, you shall see the rough place made plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be your portion, says your God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Well, my time has again flown by. We will, with the Lord's help, look forward to seeing you the next time we gather together. And I invite you to write, share those prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.